Public Speaking, The Evolving Art. By Stephanie J. Koopman, James Lowe. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Public Speaking, The Evolving Art by Stephanie J. Koopman and James Lowe is a comprehensive guide to public speaking. It covers the fundamentals of public speaking, from the basics of speech preparation to the advanced techniques of persuasive speaking. The book is divided into four parts. Part 1 covers the basics of public speaking, Part 2 focuses on the art of persuasion, Part 3 looks at the use of technology in public speaking, and Part 4 examines the ethical considerations of public speaking. Part 1 begins with an overview of the fundamentals of public speaking, including the importance of audience analysis, the use of language, and the structure of a speech. It then moves on to discuss the various types of speeches, such as informative, persuasive, and ceremonial speeches. The authors also provide advice on how to prepare for a speech, including tips on researching, organizing, and rehearsing. Part 2 focuses on the art of persuasion. It covers the principles of rhetoric, including the use of logic, emotion, and style. It also discusses the use of visual aids, such as slides and videos, to enhance a speech. The authors provide advice on how to use these tools effectively and how to create an effective argument. Part 3 looks at the use of technology in public speaking. It covers the use of multimedia, such as PowerPoint presentations, and the use of social media to reach a wider audience. The authors also discuss the use of virtual reality and augmented reality in public speaking. Part 4 examines the ethical considerations of public speaking. It covers the importance of being honest and respectful when speaking in public, as well as the need to be aware of cultural differences. The authors also discuss the importance of being aware of the potential for bias in public speaking. Public Speaking, The Evolving Art is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in public speaking. It provides a comprehensive overview of the fundamentals of public speaking, as well as advice on how to use technology and persuasive techniques to enhance a speech. It also provides guidance on the ethical considerations of public speaking. Main Ideas. Main Idea Number 1. Know your audience. It is important to understand the audience you are speaking to in order to tailor your message and delivery to their needs. Knowing the audience will help you to better engage them and ensure that your message is received. Main Idea Number 2. Prepare your speech. Preparation is key to successful public speaking. Taking the time to plan and practice your speech will help you to deliver it with confidence and clarity. Main Idea Number 3. Use visual aids. Visual aids can be a great way to engage your audience and help them to better understand your message. Using visuals can also help to break up the monotony of a speech and keep the audience's attention. Main Idea Number 4. Speak with confidence. Confidence is essential to successful public speaking. Practicing your speech and having a good understanding of the material will help you to speak with confidence and authority. Main Idea Number 5. Use appropriate language. Using language that is appropriate for the audience and the occasion is important for successful public speaking. Avoiding jargon and using language that is easy to understand will help to ensure that your message is received. Main Idea Number 6. Establish credibility. Establishing credibility with your audience is essential for successful public speaking. Demonstrating your knowledge and expertise on the subject will help to ensure that your message is taken seriously. Main Idea Number 7. Use humor. Humor can be a great way to engage your audience and keep their attention. Using appropriate humor can help to break up the monotony of a speech and make it more enjoyable for the audience. Main idea number 8. Use storytelling. Storytelling can be a great way to engage your audience and make your message more memorable. Using stories to illustrate your points can help to make your message more relatable and easier to understand. Main idea number 9. Use vocal variety. Varying your vocal delivery can help to keep your audience engaged and make your message more interesting. Using different tones, volumes, and pacing can help to emphasize certain points and keep the audience's attention. Main idea number 10. Use gestures. Gestures can be a great way to emphasize certain points and help to engage your audience. Using appropriate gestures can help to make your message more memorable and help to keep the audience's attention. Main idea number 11. Use eye contact. Making eye contact with your audience is essential for successful public speaking. Making eye contact with individuals in the audience can help to make them feel included and engaged in the speech. Main idea number 12. Use appropriate movement. Movement can be a great way to engage your audience and emphasize certain points. Using appropriate movement can help to keep the audience's attention and make your message more memorable. Main idea number 13. Use appropriate dress. Dressing appropriately for the occasion is important for successful public speaking. Wearing clothing that is appropriate for the occasion will help to ensure that your message is taken seriously. Main idea number 14. Use appropriate posture. Having good posture is essential for successful public speaking. Standing up straight and maintaining good posture will help to ensure that your message is taken seriously and that you appear confident. Main idea number 15. Use appropriate facial expressions. Facial expressions can be a great way to engage your audience and emphasize certain points. Using appropriate facial expressions can help to make your message more memorable and help to keep the audience's attention. Main idea number 16. Use appropriate pauses. Pausing at appropriate times can help to emphasize certain points and keep the audience's attention. Taking a few moments to pause can also help to give you time to think and ensure that your message is delivered clearly. Main idea number 17. Use appropriate volume. Speaking at an appropriate volume is essential for successful public speaking. Speaking too loudly or too softly can make it difficult for the audience to hear and understand your message. Main idea number 18. Use appropriate speed. Speaking at an appropriate speed is important for successful public speaking. Speaking too quickly or too slowly can make it difficult for the audience to understand your message. Main idea number 19. Use appropriate pronunciation. Pronouncing words correctly is essential for successful public speaking. Mispronouncing words can make it difficult for the audience to understand your message and can make you appear unprepared. Main idea number 20. Use appropriate technology. Using technology appropriately can be a great way to engage your audience and make your message more memorable. Using technology such as slideshows, videos, and audio clips can help to keep the audience's attention and make your message more interesting. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Know your audience is an important concept when it comes to public speaking. It is essential to understand the audience you are speaking to in order to ensure that your message is received and understood. Knowing the audience will help you to tailor your message and delivery to their needs. This could include adjusting the language you use, the examples you provide, and the tone of your speech. It is also important to consider the age, gender, and cultural background of the audience, as this can help you to better engage them. By taking the time to get to know your audience, you can ensure that your message is tailored to their needs and interests. This will help to make your speech more effective and memorable. Additionally, it will help to create a connection between you and the audience, which can help to make your speech more engaging and enjoyable. Ultimately, it is important to remember that public speaking is a two-way conversation. By taking the time to understand your audience, you can ensure that your message is received and understood. This will help to make your speech more effective and memorable. Main idea number 2. Preparing your speech is essential for successful public speaking. Taking the time to plan and practice your speech will help you to deliver it with confidence and clarity. It is important to consider the audience you are speaking to, the purpose of your speech, and the message you want to convey. You should also consider the structure of your speech, the language you will use, and the visual aids you will use to support your message. When preparing your speech, it is important to practice it several times. This will help you to become familiar with the material and to ensure that you are comfortable with the delivery. Practicing your speech will also help you to identify any areas that need improvement and to make sure that you are conveying your message in the most effective way. Finally, it is important to be prepared for any questions that may arise during or after your speech. Taking the time to think through potential questions and to prepare answers will help you to feel more confident and to be better prepared to respond to any questions that may arise. Main idea number 3. Visual aids can be a great way to engage your audience and help them to better understand your message. Using visuals can help to break up the monotony of a speech and keep the audience's attention. Visual aids can be used to illustrate a point, provide a visual representation of data, or to provide a visual example of a concept. For example, if you are discussing the importance of teamwork, you could use a visual aid such as a diagram of a team working together to illustrate the concept. Visual aids can also be used to help the audience remember key points. For example, if you are discussing the 5 steps of a process, you could use a visual aid such as a flow chart to help the audience remember the steps. Visual aids can also be used to help the audience understand complex concepts. For example, if you are discussing the anatomy of a cell, you could use a visual aid such as a diagram of a cell to help the audience understand the concept. Using visual aids can be a great way to engage your audience and help them to better understand your message. Visual aids can help to break up the monotony of a speech and keep the audience's attention. Visual aids can also be used to help the audience remember key points and understand complex concepts. Main idea number 4. Speaking with confidence is an important part of successful public speaking. When you have a good understanding of the material and have practiced your speech, you will be able to speak with authority and confidence. This will help you to engage your audience and make your message more effective. Confidence also helps to reduce anxiety and stress, which can be a major obstacle to successful public speaking. Confidence can be developed through practice and preparation. Before giving a speech, it is important to research the topic thoroughly and practice your speech until you are comfortable with the material. It is also important to be aware of your body language and to practice speaking in front of a mirror or with a friend. This will help you to become more comfortable with the material and to project confidence when speaking. Finally, it is important to remember that confidence is not something that can be achieved overnight. It takes time and practice to become a confident public speaker. However, with dedication and practice, you can become a confident and effective public speaker. Main idea number 5. Using language that is appropriate for the audience and the occasion is essential for successful public speaking. It is important to consider the audience's level of understanding and tailor the language accordingly. For example, if the audience is composed of experts in the field, then more technical language may be appropriate. However, if the audience is composed of people with little to no knowledge of the topic, then simpler language should be used. In addition, it is important to avoid jargon and use language that is easy to understand. This will help to ensure that the message is received and understood by the audience. Using language that is clear and concise will help to keep the audience engaged and ensure that the message is communicated effectively. Main idea number 6. Establishing credibility with your audience is essential for successful public speaking. To do this, you must demonstrate your knowledge and expertise on the subject. This can be done in a variety of ways. First, you can provide evidence of your qualifications and experience. This could include sharing your educational background, professional experience, or any awards or recognition you have received. Additionally, you can cite relevant research or studies to back up your claims. This will help to show that you have done your homework and are well informed on the topic. Finally, you can use stories or anecdotes to illustrate your points and make them more relatable to your audience. By taking these steps, you can ensure that your message is taken seriously and that your audience trusts your expertise. Main idea number 7. Humor can be a great way to engage your audience and keep their attention. It can be used to lighten the mood, add a bit of levity to a serious topic, or even to make a point. Humor can be a powerful tool to help you connect with your audience and make your speech more memorable. When using humor in your speech, it is important to make sure it is appropriate for the occasion and audience. It should also be relevant to the topic and not detract from the main points you are trying to make. Additionally, it is important to be aware of any potential cultural sensitivities that may be present in the room. Humor can be a great way to make your speech more enjoyable and memorable. With a bit of thought and preparation, you can use humor to your advantage and make your speech stand out from the rest. Main idea number 8. Storytelling is a powerful tool for public speaking. It can help to make your message more engaging and memorable for your audience. By using stories to illustrate your points, you can make your message more relatable and easier to understand. Stories can also help to bring your message to life and make it more vivid and engaging for your audience. When crafting stories for your public speaking, it is important to make sure that they are relevant to your message and that they are interesting and engaging. You should also make sure that your stories are concise and to the point. This will help to keep your audience engaged and ensure that your message is not lost in the story. Storytelling can be a great way to make your message more memorable and engaging for your audience. By using stories to illustrate your points, you can make your message more relatable and easier to understand. This can help to make your message more vivid and engaging for your audience. Main idea number 9. Using vocal variety is an important tool for any public speaker. By varying your vocal delivery, you can keep your audience engaged and make your message more interesting. Different tones, volumes, and pacing can help to emphasize certain points and keep the audience's attention. For example, you can use a louder, more emphatic tone to emphasize a key point, or a softer, more gentle tone to emphasize a more subtle point. You can also vary the speed of your delivery to emphasize certain words or phrases. By using vocal variety, you can make your message more engaging and memorable for your audience. Vocal variety can also help to convey emotion and create a connection with your audience. By using different tones and volumes, you can convey different emotions, such as excitement, enthusiasm, or sadness. This can help to create a more personal connection with your audience and make your message more impactful. Additionally, using vocal variety can help to keep your audience's attention and make your message more interesting. Using vocal variety is an important tool for any public speaker. By varying your vocal delivery, you can keep your audience engaged and make your message more interesting. Different tones, volumes, and pacing can help to emphasize certain points and keep the audience's attention. Additionally, vocal variety can help to convey emotion and create a connection with your audience. By using vocal variety, you can make your message more engaging and memorable for your audience. Main idea number 10. Gestures can be a powerful tool when it comes to public speaking. They can help to emphasize certain points, draw attention to key ideas, and help to engage the audience. When used appropriately, gestures can help to make your message more memorable and help to keep the audience's attention. For example, if you are discussing a particular point, you can use a gesture to emphasize it. You can use a sweeping gesture to indicate the breadth of the topic, or a pointing gesture to draw attention to a specific point. You can also use gestures to illustrate a concept, such as using a cupping gesture to indicate the shape of a particular object. Gestures can also be used to help to convey emotion. For example, you can use a gesture of openness to indicate that you are open to discussion, or a gesture of determination to indicate that you are committed to a particular course of action. Using gestures can be a great way to make your message more memorable and engaging. However, it is important to use gestures appropriately and not overuse them. Too many gestures can be distracting and can take away from the message you are trying to convey. Main idea number 11. Making eye contact with your audience is essential for successful public speaking. It helps to create a connection between the speaker and the audience, and can make the audience feel more engaged in the speech. Eye contact also helps to keep the audience focused and attentive, and can help to emphasize important points. When making eye contact, it is important to look at different individuals in the audience, rather than just one person. This helps to make everyone in the audience feel included and involved in the speech. Additionally, it is important to maintain eye contact for a few seconds before moving on to the next person. This helps to create a more natural flow and connection with the audience. Making eye contact is a powerful tool for public speaking and can help to make the speech more engaging and effective. It is important to practice making eye contact with different individuals in the audience and to maintain eye contact for a few seconds before moving on. With practice, making eye contact can become a natural part of public speaking and can help to create a strong connection between the speaker and the audience. Main idea number 12. Movement can be a powerful tool when used correctly in public speaking. It can help to emphasize certain points, draw attention to the speaker, and keep the audience engaged. Appropriate movement can also help to make the message more memorable. For example, a speaker can use gestures to emphasize a point, or move around the stage to draw attention to different parts of the speech. When using movement, it is important to be aware of the audience's reaction. If the audience is not responding positively to the movement, it may be best to adjust the movement or eliminate it altogether. It is also important to be aware of the space available and to use movement that is appropriate for the setting. Using appropriate movement can be a great way to engage the audience and make the message more memorable. By being aware of the audience's reaction and using movement that is appropriate for the setting, a speaker can use movement to their advantage and make their message more effective. Main idea number 13. Using appropriate dress for public speaking is essential for making a good impression. It is important to dress in a way that is appropriate for the occasion and audience. For example, if you are giving a speech to a professional audience, you should dress in a professional manner. This could include wearing a suit or dress, or other formal attire. On the other hand, if you are giving a speech to a more casual audience, you should dress in a more casual manner. This could include wearing jeans and a nice shirt or blouse. Dressing appropriately for the occasion will help to ensure that your message is taken seriously. It will also help to create a sense of respect and professionalism. Additionally, it will help to make you feel more confident and comfortable when speaking in public. By taking the time to dress appropriately, you will be able to make a positive impression on your audience and ensure that your message is heard. Main idea number 14. Use appropriate posture. Having good posture is essential for successful public speaking. Standing up straight and maintaining good posture will help to ensure that your message is taken seriously and that you appear confident. Good posture can also help to project your voice and make sure that your audience can hear you clearly. Additionally, good posture can help to reduce stress and anxiety, as it can help to make you feel more in control of the situation. It is important to practice good posture before speaking in public, as it can help to make you feel more comfortable and confident when speaking in front of an audience. When speaking in public, it is important to stand up straight and keep your feet shoulder-width apart. Your arms should be relaxed at your sides and your hands should be open and relaxed. Your chin should be slightly up and your eyes should be looking out at the audience. It is also important to keep your back straight and your shoulders back. This will help to ensure that your message is taken seriously and that you appear confident. Good posture can also help to project your voice and make sure that your audience can hear you clearly. Additionally, good posture can help to reduce stress and anxiety, as it can help to make you feel more in control of the situation. It is important to practice good posture before speaking in public, as it can help to make you feel more comfortable and confident when speaking in front of an audience. Main idea number 15. Facial expressions can be a powerful tool when it comes to public speaking. They can help to convey emotion, emphasize certain points, and engage the audience. When used appropriately, facial expressions can help to make your message more memorable and keep the audience's attention. For example, if you are discussing a serious topic, you may want to use a more serious expression to emphasize the importance of the issue. On the other hand, if you are discussing a humorous topic, You may want to use a more lighthearted expression to show your audience that you are enjoying the topic. It is important to remember that facial expressions should be used in moderation. Too many facial expressions can be distracting and can take away from the message you are trying to convey. It is also important to be aware of the cultural context in which you are speaking. Different cultures may interpret facial expressions differently, so it is important to be aware of the cultural context in which you are speaking. Using appropriate facial expressions can be a great way to engage your audience and emphasize certain points. When used appropriately, facial expressions can help to make your message more memorable and help to keep the audience's attention. Main idea number 16. Using appropriate pauses can be a powerful tool when delivering a speech. Pausing at the right moments can help to emphasize certain points and keep the audience's attention. It can also help to give you time to think and ensure that your message is delivered clearly. For example, if you are making a point that you want to be sure the audience remembers, you can pause for a few seconds after you make the point. This will give the audience time to process the information and will help to ensure that they remember it. Pausing can also be used to create suspense or to give the audience time to think about what you have said. This can be especially effective when you are asking a question or making a statement that you want the audience to consider. Finally, pausing can help to keep the audience engaged. If you are speaking for a long period of time, taking a few moments to pause can help to break up the monotony and keep the audience's attention. In conclusion, using appropriate pauses can be a powerful tool when delivering a speech. It can help to emphasize certain points, give you time to think, and keep the audience engaged. Main idea number 17. Using appropriate volume when speaking in public is essential for successful communication. If you speak too loudly, it can be distracting and overwhelming for the audience. On the other hand, speaking too softly can make it difficult for the audience to hear and understand your message. It is important to find the right balance between speaking too loudly and too softly. When speaking in public, it is important to be aware of the size of the room and the number of people in the audience. If the room is large, you may need to speak louder in order to be heard. If the room is small, you may need to speak more softly in order to be heard. Additionally, if the audience is large, you may need to speak louder in order to be heard by everyone. It is also important to be aware of the tone of your voice. Speaking in a monotone can make it difficult for the audience to stay engaged. Varying your volume and speaking with enthusiasm can help to keep the audience engaged and interested in your message. Overall, speaking at an appropriate volume is essential for successful public speaking. Finding the right balance between speaking too loudly and too softly, being aware of the size of the room and the number of people in the audience, and speaking with enthusiasm can help to ensure that your message is heard and understood by the audience. Main idea number 18. Using appropriate speed when speaking is essential for successful public speaking. If you speak too quickly, your audience may not be able to keep up with your words and may miss important points. On the other hand, speaking too slowly can make your speech seem dull and uninteresting. It is important to find a balance between the two and to practice speaking at a comfortable pace. When practicing your speech, time yourself and pay attention to how quickly or slowly you are speaking. If you find that you are speaking too quickly, take a few deep breaths and slow down your pace. If you are speaking too slowly, try to pick up the pace a bit. It is also important to pay attention to the audience's reactions. If they seem to be having difficulty understanding you, slow down a bit. Speaking at an appropriate speed is an important part of successful public speaking. It is important to practice speaking at a comfortable pace and to pay attention to the audience's reactions. With practice, you will be able to find the perfect balance between speaking too quickly and too slowly. Main idea number 19. Pronouncing words correctly is an important part of successful public speaking. When words are mispronounced, it can be difficult for the audience to understand the speaker's message and can make the speaker appear unprepared. To ensure that words are pronounced correctly, speakers should practice their speech beforehand and use a dictionary to look up any unfamiliar words. Additionally, speakers should be aware of regional dialects and accents, as these can affect the pronunciation of certain words. Finally, speakers should be mindful of their own pronunciation and practice speaking out loud to ensure that their words are being pronounced correctly. By taking the time to practice and pay attention to pronunciation, speakers can ensure that their message is being communicated clearly and effectively. This will help the audience to understand the speaker's message and will also help the speaker to appear more confident and prepared. Pronunciation is an important part of public speaking, and taking the time to practice and pay attention to it can make a big difference in the success of a speech. Main idea number 20. Using appropriate technology can be a great way to engage your audience and make your message more memorable. Technology such as slideshows, videos, and audio clips can help to keep the audience's attention and make your message more interesting. For example, if you are giving a presentation on a new product, you could use a slideshow to show off the features of the product. You could also use a video to demonstrate how the product works. Additionally, you could use audio clips to emphasize certain points or to provide background music. Using technology can also help to make your message more memorable. For example, if you are giving a speech about a particular topic, you could use a video to illustrate your points. This can help to make your message more vivid and memorable. Additionally, you could use audio clips to emphasize certain points or to provide background music. Using technology appropriately can also help to make your message more engaging. For example, if you are giving a presentation on a new product, you could use a video to demonstrate how the product works. This can help to make your message more engaging and interesting. Additionally, you could use audio clips to emphasize certain points or to provide background music. Overall, using appropriate technology can be a great way to engage your audience and make your message more memorable. Technology such as slideshows, videos, and audio clips can help to keep the audience's attention and make your message more interesting. Additionally, using technology can help to make your message more vivid and memorable. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.